Inconceivable!
Will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary?
Is there air? You don't know!
And now, a yak.
Yak?
Hey, don't touch that dial. You found Secular Yakking.
I'm Robert.
And I'm Amy.
After years.
Many years of yakking at each other.
We're here to yak at you.
So sit back and enjoy the yakking.
And welcome back, everyone. I hope you had a wonderful winter, because it's the first day of spring.
Yes, we love that. No, okay, we're recording on the first day of spring.
So?
So get it right.
Okay, spring is here.
I'll accept that.
All right, and winter is coming.
Oh, shut up.
And FYI, we are having some technical difficulties due to our spring cleaning efforts.
Yeah, okay, if you want to call it that.
I'm going to call it that.
Fine, you call it that. I call it, I was drinking, it was doing good, you killed the buzz because you're freaking out from our technical problems. So this one doesn't sound as good as it should.
Good news is, I got rid of that weird whine from last week.
I hope so. Maybe they'll tell us different.
But now we sound all buzzy.
I was going to say, now we sound terrible because all your equipment is, like, failing all at once or something.
Oh, well.
And you're ruining my buzz.
Hey, and you know what?
No.
New equipment.
Oh, yeah, because that just grows on trees. Sure.
Yeah. Patreon.
Oh.
/ secular yakking.
Yeah. Quit.
Okay.
We can do this. Maybe.
Anyway, we got some more Twitter followers.
Yes, we do.
We have Secular Stories, Johnny Taylor Jr., and Tori.
Yes, sweet. We love those.
Yes. More Twitter followers, the better.
Absolutely.
You can follow us at Secular Yakking.
Well, that was a hard one.
Yeah, I know. I have some news.
Do you now?
I do. I have an announcement.
Okay.
So, I'm doing a rally in June.
Uh-huh.
This is an E Pluribus Unum rally.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be in Olympia, June 29th at 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Cool.
Now, our listeners may remember a couple months ago I talked about Franklin Graham and his Decision America tour.
Uh-huh.
Well, he happens to be having a rally on the same day. Oh, how convenient, right?
I was going to say, very convenient.
Yeah, very, very convenient.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like I planned it that way or anything. It just kind of happened.
And this will be on the State Capitol lawn?
Yeah, it's going to be on the State Capitol lawn. I'll have the exact location up in the show notes.
Yeah.
I don't remember off the top of my head exactly where it is, but it's not in front of the Capitol. It's across the street.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so far, we've already got 3 speakers booked.
Awesome.
Yeah, we got Sam Mulvey from Ask an Atheist, Travis Simmons, a.k.a. The Big Funny.
I like him.
He's awesome. And Damian Marie at Hope, the Axiological Atheist.
Cool.
I'm looking at booking a couple more.
Uh-huh.
And then we may even have an option, which I'm still considering, of having the public come up and speak.
Oh, yeah, you had talked about that.
But it would have to be like a lottery type of thing. You'd have to sign up first.
Drop your name in a jar kind of thing.
Yeah, sign up on the website first, which the website will probably be up sometime next week.
Oh, okay.
Depends on how much time I get this week.
Uh-huh.
And then your name will be chosen at random.
Right.
To come up and give your 3-4 minute.
Yeah, you got to have a time limit.
Yeah. So keep an eye out for that. I'll send out links on our Facebook and Twitter when that all comes up.
Right.
And there is an event page on Facebook, and I'll make sure and put that on there too.
Cool.
So I think we'll do some real stories now.
All right. Let's get to it.
So Mother Teresa.
Uh-huh.
To be made a saint.
Why did I think she already was?
Yeah. A lot of people think she's a saint, but she's not.
Uh-huh.
She's been beatified.
Beatified.
Beatified. Like, and that's not Beetlejuice.
I was going to say like Beetlejuice.
Don't say it again.
Beetlejuice.
Anyway, Pope Francis has announced that Mother Teresa will be elevated to sainthood on September 4th.
Really?
Just months after he approved a second miracle.
A second miracle?
Yeah, there's,
what
there's
was that?
I don't know what it was.
Oh,
I don't
you
really
know
care.
Come on.
Because, no.
I was curious.
You want me to find out?
What, you going to do that?
Yeah, I can do that. Let's find out what the miracle is.
All right, fine. You know, I can't stand the word miracle, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It just means something that we can't explain at the moment, you know? Right. It's stupid.
Yeah, I'm looking it up. Catholic Church collects blah, blah, blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Faster.
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Really?
Yeah.
So they're going to claim a second miracle and we don't get to know what it is? Or are you just not looking up good enough? All right, who cares? Move on. Anyways, get to the point.
Anyways, I don't care what her miracle is because it's probably fake anyway.
Okay.
She also won the Nobel Prize for the known as the Saint of the Gutters.
Saint of the Gutters. Mm-hmm. Now, this Nobel Prize was after her death?
No, before.
It was before. Okay.
Right. She's hailed, that would have been weird. Okay, so she's hailed for her work with the impoverished and dying people in the slums of Calcutta and has been highly anticipated by supporters.
Uh-huh.
Right? And it's going to highlight the church's Jubilee Year of Mercy.
Oh, that's convenient.
Because she worked with the Sisters of Mercy.
Which I find ironic considering she was all for you need to suffer, you know, that's part of, you know, God's plan, basically. Right.
In fact, she told many, many people in her clinics that suffering was their lot and it would reduce it would reduce their time in purgatory.
Right. That's what I was trying to think of because I remember, you know, suffering was part of the plan.
Right. Even Christopher Hitchens had something to say about Mother Teresa. Rather scathing.
Uh-huh.
He said, she is a fanatic, a fundamentalist, and a fraud, and that even more will be poor and sick if her example is followed.
I remember that, actually. Yes, I do.
He did not like
her. He was not a fan at all.
No, not even close to a fan.
Right, yeah.
So, when she received the Peace Prize, she used the opportunity of her worldwide telecast speech in Oslo to declare abortion the greatest evil in the world and to launch a fiery call against population control.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Her charitable work, she admitted, was only part of her fight against abortion and population control. So she, her idea was that we needed more people in an impoverished area.
Well, that's what I was just already has too many people. She encourages more people when she is dealing with them firsthand and seeing what overpopulation does and the sickness and it makes absolutely no sense to continue to encourage that.
Right.
But, you know, it's their belief system, so keep procreating.
Yeah, keep procreating. That's the best way to do it. Yep.
Right, yeah.
Anyway.
Uh-huh.
I think we should move on from her, because I'm done with her.
Oh, I'm good with that.
At least till September when she actually gets, what is it?
Sanctified. I don't know. I was going to say knighthood.
Knighted.
Knighted, yeah. Anyways.
Hey listeners, this is Paul Sading, creator of Atheist Apocalypse and The Q Podcast, and you're listening to Secular Yakking. As fellow Washingtonians, you know Robert and Amy are good peeps, by default, and can be trusted with your heathen baby's soul, even if Amy has an aversion to beer. If you'd like to listen to another sacred cow tipper and an actual person who enjoys the blessing that is Pacific Northwest microbrews, come on over to The Q Podcast at theqpodcast.com. Only use the letter Q, please. If you love truly outlandish news and ever wondered what it would be like if atheists ran the world, check out Atheist Apocalypse at atheistapocalypse.com.
Anyways, to Tennessee.
Alrighty.
House subcommittee advances bill stripping $100,000 from University of Tennessee diversity operations.
Translation, please.
Sure. House bill.
Because I kind of zoned out on that.
Yeah. House Bill 2248, as originally filed by Representative Micah Van Hus, would strip all state funding from University of Tennessee's Office of Diversity and Inclusion.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
So the Office of Diversity and Inclusion reaches out to minorities who would like to go to the University of Tennessee, and it has a lot of money to give out scholarships and things like that.
Right, right, right.
He entered the House Education Subcommittee on Tuesday afternoon an amendment that would take away, this figure's wrong, by the way, it's actually $400,000.
Yeah, you've got $100,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was $400,000.
This was written early in the week before I knew about $400,000.
Oh, okay.
A year for the next 3 years from the...
So $400,000 a year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it's $100,000 a year. For the next 3 years, and it works out to over $400,000.
You got your story straight now?
That's where the $400,000 came from.
So I knew now you understand why your notes are like they are.
Yeah, they're really screwed up today.
Uh-huh.
Busy
typical.
Week.
It's been crazy.
Anyway, now, taking away from diversity and inclusion is one thing.
Which sucks.
A horrible idea.
Yes.
But what really pisses me off is what he's going to turn it into.
Okay.
He's going to turn it into a fund that would pay for decals bearing the national motto, In God We Trust, for law enforcement vehicles.
So he's going to take it from there and give it to them to put decals on their car?
Put In God We Trust stickers.
Well, even more so with that.
$400,000 in God We Trust stickers.
How many stickers do they need? You only have so many cars. Not that I agree with that period,
and
but...
I imagine only in the state of Tennessee.
Okay, even more so they don't have that many cars. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, probably not.
Besides the fact that it shouldn't be on a government vehicle, but that's a whole other thing.
But I took it just a little more.
Fine.
This guy was in line for my Potter Award just for this.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Uh-huh.
The amendment would also prohibit the University of Tennessee from using state funds to, quote, promote the use of gender-neutral pronouns, sex week, or to promote or demote a religious holiday.
Wait. So that's to stop that?
To stop it. They would not be allowed to promote the use of gender-neutral pronouns. So if a transgender person wants to be called they, their, them,
right?
Nope, can't do that.
On what grounds?
Because he thinks
just
it's
because
icky.
They make this amendment.
Yeah, he thinks it's icky.
Okay, first of all, can they even take their free speech away like that?
No, he's saying that the diversity and inclusion office shouldn't promote that idea.
Oh, okay, but still, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
And then Sex Week, which is about sex education.
Okay, I had a whole nother idea for that week, but
well,
okay.
Well, it probably maybe has that to do with it. I don't know. I didn't go to.
That's
UT.
A different show. Keep going.
Anyway, and to promote or demote a religious holiday. I don't, so keep the religious holidays exactly where they are now on the calendar.
Right,
so,
but and not allow so anything
we won't,
new.
We won't allow Ramadan on the calendar, but you can't call it a holiday. It's got to be called Christmas. I guarantee that's what it's about.
Now I can see why he was a Potter contender, because that's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, it's like he wants to create his world his way, and everyone's going to go with the way I say it's going
to
go.
Yeah, last year he introduced a bill to put the Andrew Jackson's personal Bible as the state book. Yeah. For those of you who aren't history buffs, Andrew Jackson was the president of the Confederacy.
Jeez Louise.
Yeah. So, yeah,
yeah.
He's a winner.
Yeah, he was definitely so close a contender. To a Potter, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. Anyways.
Moving on.
I'm going to talk about floodwater.
I just had another word that came into my mind, but moving on. Uh-huh. A particular song.
Yeah. Muppets.
Pay attention.
Muppets?
No.
That's what I get.
No, that's so not where I went.
Okay, whatever. I'll
finish
stick with
your
the Muppets.
Story.
Wayne Props said he found the fossil.
Da-da-da. How about a title?
I did. I'd talk about the flood.
Oh, then my head was still somewhere else. So
yeah,
the
I
title
know. You
again.
Were still moving on. Man claims he found fossils from Noah's flood.
That's funny and ridiculous all at the same time.
Wayne Props said that he found fossils from Noah's flood, and a self-proclaimed fossil expert says he's right.
Yes, he had the guy, a self-proclaimed fossil expert, right. Look at his fossils.
So I'm going to let the audio from KYXT, uh-huh. Or I'm sorry, KYTX.
Get it right, babe.
Give you the story.
New tonight, this is one story that may be hard to believe. You got to see it. An East Texas man believes he found fossils from Noah's flood, and a self-proclaimed fossil expert says he's right. CBS 19's Risa Morris has the story.
From Noah's flood to my front yard, how much better could it get?
Wayne Propst is stunned. He was helping his aunt lay some dirt outside her home in Tyler when he found this.
Turritella snail.
Creatures. And this.
A petrified snail.
And this.
They look like hearts.
What's really interesting to me is we're talking about the largest catastrophe known to man. You know, the flood that engulfed the whole entire world.
He called up self-proclaimed fossil expert Joe Taylor, who confirmed that what Wayne found is in fact from the time of Noah's Ark. And he says finding those fossils in Tyler is rare.
I've never heard of any of that stuff from over there. I'm surprised that he found it there.
For days, Wayne and his aunt Sharon have been combing through this dirt with the help of some neighborhood kids.
I just take my toothbrush and work on them till we get it.
And send pictures of it to Taylor.
To think that it dated back to when God destroyed the earth? I mean, how much better could anything be?
For a man who loved dinosaurs as a kid, Wayne says this couldn't be any cooler.
Now all I gotta do is go out in the front of my aunt's house and pick up something from back from when it all began. Now I don't even gotta search anymore.
And just for the record, we have not independently verified if the rocks are in fact historic.
Who else can say that they have a front yard full of Noah's dirt?
Risa Morris, CBS 19.
So let's break that down just a little bit, okay? my favorite line of the entire thing. Uh-huh. Is we have not independently verified these rocks.
And my question is, why did he automatically go to Noah's Ark for a couple of snails he found?
It's confirmation bias. That's exactly what it is.
And what's the best way to do a geological or a fossil find? Take a bunch of kids and grandma's toothbrush.
So here's the funniest part. There's a video that goes along with this.
Yeah.
And it's not like he was digging in the yard.
No.
It was a pile of dirt he had delivered.
I didn't know it was delivered. Yeah,
at least it looks delivered, right?
Okay.
It's a pile of dirt. It's not even a hole.
And
it is literally a pile of dirt.
Yes, and it's awful looking dirt, too, by the way. You couldn't grow crap in that. But the fact that... The story's ridiculous.
Well, that's why I picked it.
But the fact that, you know, it's like Noah parked his boat right in my front yard, and it's freaking fantastic.
Well, that's not exactly what he's saying, but it's pretty close. He's saying that a worldwide flood deposited these fossils.
The biggest catastrophe known to man.
Yeah. So I decided to do a little digging on this story, because I do that.
Uh-huh.
Self-proclaimed Bible expert is Joe Taylor of Mount Blanco Fossil Museum.
Describes
itself as, this is a quote directly from their site, a scientific and educational institution dedicated to a correct interpretation of Earth history and fossil remains. We believe that the fossil record speaks of a catastrophic event happening several thousand years ago, rather than the slow process that's taking place over millions or billions of years, as is held by popular establishment.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but don't fossils take a very long time to be created?
Yes, they take more than a couple thousand years.
That's what I'm thinking. And the whole petrified aspect of it. But
petrified is different from fossilized.
No, I know. I was going to say, because he brought up both, which I thought was funny.
Yeah.
But my thing is, first of all, he's self-proclaimed professional at
this. We'll get into that in a minute.
Okay, fine.
Okay. My favorite part about this entire... it's story. Mount Blanco Fossil Museum. They have a motto.
Oh, do they now?
Yeah. Digging up the facts of God's creation, one fossil at a time.
Oh, so it's like the fossil museum that is the sister to the creation museum.
Yeah, basically.
So you go to the dinosaurs for the creation museum and you come here for the fossils.
Yeah. Yeah. Now... At this Mount Blanco Fossil Museum, there is a 47-inch human femur.
Oh, yeah.
This femur, it's...
Can you even read the story?
it is supposed to be from the Nephilim, whatever.
Come on, baby, you can do it.
The friggin' biblical giants. Right? It's what it's supposed to be from.
Right, and there's a picture of him standing next to a drawing with the femur right there, yeah.
Yeah, so I did a little research on that, too.
Uh-huh.
It turns out that... It is actually a casting that he was asked to make based upon a description from a construction worker who supposedly dug up this entire skeleton. And a professor wanted it so he can show his class how big this thing was. So Joe has never seen it.
Right.
He's only heard a description of it, which 47-inch human femur, pretty easy to remake. You just scale it up.
Right, exactly.
And he admits that this is what happened.
But he's the professional.
And the professor wanted it because... The real bone was unavailable. I wonder why.
I mean, this whole story is crazy, but you know, the saddest part is the guy that was in the interview believes
believes it 100%.
I mean, oh my God, there's so much wrong with that.
Yeah. And as for Joe, he's been on such scientifically credible shows, it's Coast to Coast AM.
Why does that ring a bell? I remember that
show. With Art Bell.
Yeah, I remember that guy.
And now George Norrie. Yeah, we used to listen to that show and we're like, oh my God, that's so, what the, they're talking about shadow people. And,
yeah.
And then
they did aliens once or something. Yeah.
We used to listen to that because we were up all night.
I got skeptical and
realized that it was all a joke.
But, you know, it's frightening that, you know, like I said, you know, he was genuinely believing what he's saying. And it's like, it really set you back when you stop and think the mindset of a lot of people.
Yeah.
I mean, it's actually kind of frightening, actually. It is.
Now, you would think that someone who's self-proclaimed fossil expert would have some training in it.
I seriously doubt he has a lick of it.
He spent many years as an artist and commercial illustrator.
So not a lick of it.
He used to do album covers.
Well, that's
actually really good ones. He's a great artist.
That's kind of a jump.
Yeah. So he had something to do with the La Brea tar pits when he lived in the Hollywood area.
Oh, and was he inspired?
Yeah, and he was inspired to become a fossil hunter.
Uh-huh.
But
he's an amateur,
a creationist fossil hunter.
It's basically like a hobby and a love and a passion that he has for fossils.
Now, this is what he does for a living.
He actually gets paid for this now?
Yeah, I did... Like I do research.
Uh-huh.
Right? He has four staff members. One is his nephew who has a BS in biochemical something.
Uh-huh.
Biomedical science or something similar to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then he has another assistant who has an AS in geology.
An associate's degree in geology. That doesn't get you in the door with geology. I know that firsthand.
And he has an intern who has zero education.
It's the blind leading the blind?
Yeah. Pretty much.
So, as I said again, it's more of a personal hobby and a passion. That's like me being a self-proclaimed paleoclimatologist.
Yeah,
I mean, that's ridiculous.
We could create a museum for that.
Hey, I got a love and a passion for that, so why not?
All we got to do is go make up some old clouds.
It's not just clouds. It's ice.
Ice clouds. Aren't the clouds ice in the sky?
Ugh, really? Ice samples. Core.
In the firmament.
Ugh, you're annoying. Move on.
All right.
I am an old man. Most people hate me, but I don't like them either, so that makes it all even.
That's right. It's time for the weekly Potter.
Potter. So we didn't go with the other guy. Who do we have now?
Because I wanted to have some fun with Potter this week.
Okay.
Yeah, that guy was just too boring for Potter.
Yeah, okay.
Ken Ham.
Ham.
Is the most well-known for being the head creationist at the Kentucky Creation Museum and a place that thinks the Flintstones is a documentary.
Nuh-uh.
Well, not exactly, but they do have animatronics of people riding triceratops.
Right. Yeah, that I knew.
They think the Flintstones are real.
You know, you almost think that's like a mental disorder.
And he is the modern day Noah with his attempt to build a life-size ark.
Really?
Yeah, which he says...
Well, the ark ties in with the other ark.
Yeah, that's kind of why.
Uh-huh.
So he said some interesting things on Twitter this week.
Okay.
Which is why he's our Potter Award winner for just being a complete idiot.
Yeah, you don't usually go with people that are well-known.
Well, it's because he has some influence in Kentucky.
I'm sure he does.
And a lot of other places.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to start backwards.
Backwards, alrighty.
Yeah, I'm going to start with the most recent stupid tweet. Most public education teaches students what to think, not how to think, which is why many can't think correctly about science and origins. That's a tweet directly from Ken Ham.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I have a problem with this. While I think there is a lot of issues with schools that do teach kids what to think instead of how to think.
Right. I was going to say, on that part I agree, except for the other part.
Yeah. This is a little bit of pot calling the kettle black.
Well, that's kind of what's running through my head.
Yeah. He doesn't teach anyone how to think.
No.
That's pretty damn obvious.
Well, and pretty much, you know, you go to Catholic school. I went to Catholic school and Sunday school and all that. No, they don't teach you that. They tell you what you're going to think.
Right.
There is no learn how to think for yourself.
Right. There's read the Bible. What's in the Bible is true. I have this one book.
And there is no other world.
There is no other world. Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, I have another one.
Uh-huh.
The atheist religion and what is a religion? Let me restart that.
You just can't do it today, babe.
I don't know. The atheist religion and that's what is a religion. Yeah.
That hurts my head.
That's why it gave me trouble.
I was going to say that hurts.
That's what is a religion.
It's making my head explode.
Okay. Let me continue on then.
Sorry.
Is intolerant of Christianity as they worship nature and shake their fist at God.
All right, do it again.
The atheist religion, and that's what is a religion, is intolerant of Christianity as they worship nature and shake their fist at God.
So that's what they're saying about atheists.
Yeah, that's what Ken Ham.
The atheist religion.
Yeah, it worships nature because, yeah, okay.
Uh-huh, we worship.
We worship nature, yes. We go out to the trees.
And pray to them.
Pray to the trees.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're naturists.
Nuh-uh, and, we're baby eaters.
Yeah, well, either way. Sacrifice to the trees.
Yeah, that's it.
And we shake our fist at God.
Okay, right there, that hurts my head again.
Yeah.
Does he not know what the definition of atheist means?
I don't know.
Stupid dogs. But yeah, I mean, God, people.
I know he's been told the definition of atheism several times because I've done it myself.
What, to him?
Yeah, I tweeted back to him, you know, that's not what atheism is. He doesn't seem to care.
Yeah.
I'm,
you can't shake so a far, fist at something that doesn't exist.
So far, I haven't been blocked by him, but that's inevitable.
I was going to say, that's often.
Well, I haven't interacted with him a bunch because I've been busy interacting with other idiots. He was too idiot for me to... I wasn't to that idiot level yet. I'm now to that point where I can hit that kind of idiot level.
Alrighty.
Anyways,
yes.
Yeah, shaking our fist at God, because that's what we do. We shake our fist at the non-existent.
Well, that's what I'm saying. God, read a book.
He only has one book.
He has the wrong one.
He had, in the debate, that's what he said. I have a book.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
And that's all he kept saying.
I have this book.
He just kept saying about the damn book.
You need another one, dude. All right. Next tweet.
All right.
We need to call out programs like Cosmos for what they really are, indoctrinating people in an anti-God religion to undermine and Christianity. Now, what I love is it actually says undermine nine.
No, that's an actual quote. I just thought it was you screwing up spelling.
I copied this.
Word for word.
I copy paste.
Right.
So
he wrote
undermine mine.
Under
my nine.
Is that how you would pronounce that? Under my knee?
My knee. I don't know. I don't care. Typos, whatever.
Whatever. Who cares?
Right.
But the point is what he said.
Right. Need to call out programs like Cosmos for what they really are, indoctrinating people into anti-God religion.
That's our ultimate goal.
Yes. Because we would hate to educate people on science.
Exactly. Why would we want to do something silly like that?
Yeah.
And blow their mind at the possibility of grasping the size.
Reminds me, I don't know what show it was, but there is a, I want to say it's The Simpsons, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
But there's a cartoon going around.
Uh-huh.
And it was Cosmos for Creationists. And it's got Carl Sagan coming up. And he does this Carl Sagan thing. And it's like the cosmos was created by, and instead of saying, the Big Bang and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. There's this rednecky voice in the background going, God, throughout this entire speech. It's so fun.
Anyways, babe, focus.
Anyway, sorry, I just had to do it. Next tweet.
Okay.
Beware the secularist evolutionary religion is disguised in the public schools as science and promote worship of creatures and universe.
That was a mouthful.
Animism and pantheism. Yes. That's what it promotes. Secularist evolutionary religion.
It's a religion, didn't you know?
Yeah, because we worship trees. And apparently creatures and the universe.
You know, I've heard that people say that evolution is a religion.
Yeah. Evolutionists. They call us evolutionists.
Evolutionists.
Yes.
It's a religion.
Yeah. Now, I'll take on the term secularist because that's what I am.
Uh-huh.
You know, I believe in a secular government. I like a secular society. I am a secularist because I promote secularism.
Correct.
But I'm not an evolutionist. That is a non-term.
No.
So I don't believe evolution. I accept it as the current best theory. Model mm-hmm. for how we got life's diversity.
Right. And based on, you know, proven facts that we've come across so far.
Right. Our best evidence points to the natural selection.
Right.
As being the prime mover.
Which is why it blows my mind that anyone can be a creationist. It makes absolutely no freaking sense to me.
Right.
I mean, not a lick of sense at all.
And then I've got one more.
Okay.
This was the one that started it all for me, so I started watching.
Oh, okay.
New Cosmos TV series shown in public schools uses tax dollars to basically tell students to worship the stars, imposing atheism on students.
Oh my God, are you kidding?
That's what he said.
Wow, he's really got a warped sense of reality, doesn't he?
So we're imposing atheism.
Anything that's not Christianity, obviously, is atheism, apparently.
Right. Well, this is, if I remember correctly, I think he said once that Muslim is the same as atheism.
Wow.
I could be wrong, I hope someone corrects me on that.
Oh, man.
But
the education level is starting to hurt.
So this guy's a former high school science teacher, if I remember right.
Oh, come on. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Really?
If I remember right, it could be wrong. And someone please correct me.
I hope
me.
You're wrong.
I don't know.
That's frightening.
Yeah. But he does run a creation museum.
Yes.
Which the Duggars love.
Well, there's a surprise.
Yeah.
Total shocker.
Yeah. I don't know.
So basically, he thinks anything that's educational, especially science-based education, it's all the atheists getting into the school system and just warping these children's minds.
Right.
Because, you know, historically, Christianity hasn't done that whatsoever.
It had no effect whatsoever on our kids.
No, none whatsoever. And now all these bad, evil atheists are coming in and prancing on our children.
Yeah. That's what he thinks.
Oh,
at least
man.
That's what he portrays.
Yeah.
I don't claim to know what he thinks,
but I know how
he acts.
But this is his behavior.
This is his behavior. And he does run a creation museum.
I just keep going back to that, huh?
I'm sorry. No. You can't run a creation museum.
But I want to ride the dinosaurs.
You can. You can get your picture taken on them.
I can't wait to go.
It's not a museum.
I was going to say, not by definition of a museum. I don't remember you being able to ride anything
most
at a museum.
Most museums have real stuff in them.
Dinosaurs were real. And we got to interact and play with them. And, you know, we would keep them as pets.
Yeah.
Feed them, you know. Exactly.
Yeah. And
train them.
And I had a warthog for a garbage disposal.
A dino hog.
Dino hog. Yeah, whatever.
Hey, I could use some of that.
That'd be nice. Be better than what we have.
It's just ridiculous. And like I said, that actually is the mindset of many people.
I know. Because I run into it all the time.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And it's frightening, especially when they can get in a position of power with that mindset.
Right.
Whether that be a teacher or someone political.
He does have some influence on the politics of Kentucky. Otherwise, I wouldn't care.
I was going to say, I don't doubt that one bit.
Because he got tax incentives for the art museum.
Yeah, don't even get me started on that.
He's getting tax incentives. There's some weirdness going on. I'll try and keep up with it, but whatever.
Yeah, the whole tax and church, and don't even get me started on that. I'll get really pissed off.
Yeah.
Anyways,
and that's all the yakking I've got for you this week.
And we will be back again next week.
Yeah, we will. We always like to hear your feedback, so leave us a voicemail at 704-802-YAK or an email at podcast@secularyakking.com.
More input.
All comments are welcome. We like to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly. You also can find us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Google+.
If you like our show, head over to your podcast directory of choice and leave us a 5-star review. If you really like the show, support the show on our Podbean patron page.
I'd buy that for $1.
And we'll be back next week with more yakking to please your eardrums.
This show is a member of the Secular Outreach Network, an affiliation of Secular Media Producers. Learn more at secularoutreach.com.